This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay with our insider Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette as he joins Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. On the web at MorolaLaw.com.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins from the Bryan Stratton College Athletic Studios. Full podcast always available on the radio.com app. You can also check out our Packers coverage. So if you're a Packer crazy, we've got a whole section just for Packers. You'll find interviews like this one there. Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. By Ryan Wood on Twitter joining us. Some big news yesterday. We're trying to figure out with Davante Adams when he'll be able to return. 20 guys on the injury report. We'll get to that in a second. Just to kind of put a stamp on the conversation we were having, a quote from Matt LaFleur, Ryan, about how he thinks Matthew Stafford's an elite quarterback. And so, you know, we look at where Stafford ranks in the league. And I think that, you know, it's hard to rate some of these guys because they're always like a Matt Ryan or Matt Stafford, or they're always like Phil Rivers. For the most part, they're on one team, you know, one or two systems. And we're trying to think, if Matt Stafford would have been the guy to take over New England instead of Tom Brady. He has Belichick, he's got the defense, he's got the weapons. Everything's the same, but it's Stafford instead of Brady. Do you think the results could have been the same? Could he have somehow done better? That's how we're trying to figure out where to rank Matt Stafford throughout the league.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, hypothetically there, it could have made a difference. Because the thing with Matt Stafford is that he has shown in his career elite arm talent. I mean, he can make every single throw. There's no question about that. And that's first and foremost among quarterbacks, is whether or not they have the arm talent to play at the highest level. And Matthew Stafford does. The bugaboo throughout his career has been the self-inflicted stuff, the mistakes, the turnovers, the errant throws, the poor ball handling, the untimely turnovers. And that's something that coaching can cut out. So Matthew Stafford is very dangerous because he can make all the throws. He just has to play cleaner. And when he plays clean, he's really, really good.
See, I look at Stafford and I look at all the coaching changes, as I was telling these guys before you got on air with us. And he's gone through a number of coaching changes and coordinators and all that. Now he's got Daryl Bevel as his coordinator. And things seem to be okay there, not throwing as many interceptions as the past. But a guy like Aaron Rodgers, would Aaron still have been the quarterback he did if McCarthy had not come around? And I'd use the example of Favre and Holmgren, but even taking it closer, would Rodgers have been as good as he was if McCarthy was his guy?
Yeah, there's obviously no way to know because, you know, in this reality he was, but I do think that early in Aaron Rodgers' career, Mike McCarthy was instrumental in cleaning up his throwing mechanics. I don't know how much of Aaron Rodgers' ability to minimize mistakes is coaching, because some guys just have that knack, and it seems like Aaron Rodgers is a guy that just he knows how to play the game without making those game-changing mistakes. But I especially point to the throwing mechanic coming out of Tedford's system at Cal, the whole holding the football by his ear thing. There were some throwing mechanic things that I think Mike McCarthy did help to clean up with Aaron Rodgers early in his career that did help him significantly.
All right, Davante Adams talked yesterday, said his toe injury, major injury. I mean, only he knows how much pain he's going through, and I know other guys have gone through that before. Can the Packers still win this game without Davante? Because it sounds like Devontae's not playing. I would be surprised if he played Monday night unless he had a miracle healing of that toe.
Yeah, they can absolutely win this game. I mean, they just beat a better team on the road without Davante Adams, so it would be I think silly to suggest otherwise. Davante Adams said it yesterday. It's a significant injury. It's something that's going to take time to heal and time to rest. And the reality is this team is 4-1. this team has gotten off to a good start, and it is the middle of October, so the urgency isn't as high to go put him on the field. They're not in a do it or die scenario, and so long as they have that flexibility, I do think it seems that they're giving priority to preserving Devontae Adams for later in the year, which is probably the prudent call.
Yeah, but if what I meant, can they win this game? Aaron Jones had a monster game against Dallas, and the defense came up, you know, big at times, especially early. Do you have to have Aaron Jones to have another big game against this Detroit team? Because this Detroit, I think this Lions team is very good. That's coming in here.
It is a good team, but it's one. It's at Lambeau. Two, their strength is throwing the football, which is going to be right into the Packers defense's wheelhouse, because we've seen that the Packers struggle to stop the run, and we'll see if the Lions can get anything going on the ground. But if they're looking to air it out, much like the Cowboys did from early on, that plays into the Packers defense's hands. And the reality is that there is an extra day of rest here for Aaron Jones going into the Monday night game. So while it's important that they preserve him and they don't overuse him, especially early in the season, having that extra day should help.
Talking with Ryan Wood. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up just after 9 o'clock. We'll have our six-pack of weekly picks coming up, 9:45. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Ryan Wood on Twitter, by Ryan Wood. He'll also be with us Monday around this time, 8:20. Give the predictions on Packers-Lions then. I think if you are the Lions, I think you try to make Rodgers throw. And not because you're trying to exploit a weakness in Rodgers. He is a strength. But you try to take away Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, not only was he so good on the ground game with the four touchdowns, he also had seven catches. I think that what should be at least developing, if Devontae's out for this game in an extended period of time, I mean, we need one of these other receivers to step up and take over, don't we? I think we need Valdes-Scantling to get a few more balls instead of just run deep and get a flag called. Or Geronimo Allison, who there's all this talent. He's got all the skills. He's got a great, you know, skill set. But where is that showing up, Ryan? I think one of these guys at some point need to step up. And I don't know if last week was more they didn't produce. Maybe Matt LaFleur didn't really have them in mind when it came to the play calling and he wanted to feature Jones. How do these guys get to the point where you can feel more comfortable in them when Devontae is out?
Yeah, I mean, that's important. They definitely need to get more production out of their receiver position behind Devontae Adams. Last week, I do think, was more of a byproduct of Aaron Jones being the centerpiece of Matt LaFleur's game plan. I mean, the first drive, even though it was three and out because of the penalties, the first drive, all three times Aaron Jones touched the ball, and I think two of those were catches. So they were pretty creative in getting the ball to Aaron Jones. It wasn't just halfback dive all the time. And they were moving him around the field, and you know, there was a third down catch where he's flexed right and ran a slant, and they put him in different positions to be successful. Now, one thing about this Packers team and especially this Packers offense is that they have shown an ability to win in multiple ways, and they've shown an ability to win without using the receivers very much. And I think that's a testament to the coaching staff for coming up with game plans that utilize their strengths and really whatever those may be and really use that to attack opposing defenses. So over the long haul of the season, it will be important for Marquez Valdes-Scantling or Geronimo Allison to become more consistent with their production. They need to find more production at that position behind Devontae Adams. But I do think this team has shown that they can win without it.
You know, I think you look at the Packer injury list, there's 20 guys on the injured list. Some of those who had limited participation to practice, some of those who did not participate in practice. How much should we read into some of this? Because I think people will look at this, and I saw the injury list this morning. I was like, man, here it goes again. Those injuries stack it up once again in Green Bay.
Today will be the big day because this is actually Thursday of game week. I know it's Friday on your calendar, but it's the padded Thursday practice. So. Mm-hmm. Who is available today, who participates today, will be the most significant part of this week. With that said, you never really know because Kevin King did not practice last Thursday. And it sure looked like there was just no chance. He was ruled doubtful on the Friday injury report. And then Saturday, he's upgraded to questionable. And then obviously he goes out there and he plays pretty well Sunday. So you never, I mean, it's a fool's errand trying to predict what's going to happen with these injuries. You get a better sense later in the week, but even still, it's hard to know how these guys' bodies are going to respond. And, you know, I mentioned the point of having the extra day going into Monday night. That does help. It definitely helps to have that extra 24-hour period.
Talking with Ryan Wood, by Ryan Wood on Twitter, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. One of the names on there, Jamal Williams, working his way back from the concussion. We saw the Aaron Jones featured game. We saw the 4 touchdowns, again, the 7 catches. So now I'll be interested to see, Ryan, how they work Jamal Williams back into that. I would like them at some point to establish that, because I think he's good enough. Aaron Jones is our feature back. And then Jamal Williams comes in, kind of like what Trey Carson did against Dallas when we need him, when Jones needs a spot. Do you think they work it back to where it's like a two-back system, or is Aaron Jones going to get a little bit of time here to show that he can be the number one guy?
I think that Matt LaFleur has been very clear that he wants to preserve Aaron Jones long-term. So when Jamal Williams is healthy, I think he'll be used the same that he's always been used, which is to spell Aaron Jones, to take some snaps, to take some carries off of him, to keep him fresh. I don't know if that's quite a two-back system, although it appears that way when they rotate sometimes. You look at the way that they handled the short week, the Denver into Philly game, they were pretty even with the snaps and carries and against Denver and planned to be against Philly. Had Jamal Williams not dropped out on the first play, that was the plan, specifically to keep Aaron Jones fresh. So I don't think that's going to change. I do understand, because Aaron Jones is so much fun to watch, especially when he's got it rolling. I mean, he's one of the most fun Packers players currently to watch. I get the aggravation to not see him have a larger workload, but as much as that aggravation might be, it would be much far greater if there was a significant injury in October and you didn't have him down the stretch run. So that's the reason why, as tempting as it must be for Matt LaFleur to say, okay, Aaron Jones, here's your 20-plus touches, you have to be careful with it.
Woody, appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Monday, game day on Monday, Packers-Lions. We will talk then. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, simply local is the tagline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Chuck, I'm hungry.
I'm always hungry. Yeah, I mean, I was hungry about 10:30 last night, too.
But I'm also vain.
Yeah.
So I will only eat things that are named after me. If only there was an opportunity to do that. The Bart's Baby Oh Baby Breakfast.
About a $14 value right there.
How about that? Bart's Baby Oh Baby Breakfast. Here's what you get at Perkins throughout the Milwaukee area for a limited time. So you sit down, you say, Bart's Baby Oh Baby Breakfast. They bring you 2 eggs, done how you like, smoked sausage, and 2 sausage links, and 2 bacon strips. So you better like meat.
Well, I always like, when we go to these, we go out, the 3 of us guys go, you know you're getting a lot of food when it takes 2 servers to bring out all the food.
It did, yeah.
It always does.
Yeah.
It takes out 2 servers for you, Horvy, you know, me, our friend who was with us.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was good. Damn, real good.
Hash browns or breakfast potatoes, and then the choice of 3 pancakes, the mammoth muffin, or toast. So you get all that. You get and this is why there's multiple servers. The 2 eggs, smoked sausage, 2 bacon strips, 2 sausage links, then hash browns or breakfast potatoes, and then your choice of 3 pancakes, mammoth muffin, or toast. You get that all for just $8.59. Take the family out. You could probably get one and share it between you and a loved one if you want, you and a kid.
Oh, slam it down yourself, my friend.
Well, if you're a real man, you would.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. You finished yours.
Of course I did.
You did. I mean, you actually left some sausage for me if I wanted it, but I was full from eating.
Well, because I know how much you like
skillet.
My sausage.
Okay. Okay, we're not going down that road.
What? I had some sausage.
The smoked sausage is the best there.
Yeah, and I presented bacon. It to you, and then you didn't want it.
I love the bacon fat, too.
That was a shame.
Like, bacon? I like fatty bacon.
When there's like a bubble in the
yeah.
bacon?
Yeah, oh, that's delicious. God, just that's the juicy part of it. Yeah.
2 eggs, smoked sausage, 2 bacon strips, 2 sausage links, hash browns or breakfast potatoes, 3 pancakes, mammoth muffin or toast. Tweet me those pictures when you go this weekend at Winks. Thanks, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.